Gibson of the International Secret Police.
Phoenix Zero.
After obtaining the promise of help from the powerful emir of Kano, Speed, Clint, and Barney take the ruler up for his first plane flight. Everything goes well until another plane is sighted not far away, and Barney recognizes it as the plane which took off as he arrived at Kano. Since this mysterious plane was known to have contained the octopus, the boys prepare for trouble, and not a moment too soon, for the other plane opens fire with a machine gun. Barney hurriedly prepares to return the fire, while Clint desperately tries to outmaneuver their enemy in the air.
You're gaining on them, Clint. They don't like Barney's return fire, either. They're holding back a little. Just let me get enough altitude, and I'll bear down on that plane. Then Barney will get a chance to use some real shooting.
You're getting above him now, Clint. Gosh, this plane has 12 motors.
It's hard to outfly a pursuit plane. I think I've got the other pilot's number now.
Now he's trying to get out of your way.
Yes, but I'm not going to let him. Steve, get back to Barney. Tell him to open fire when I start my dive. And to stay with it until that other plane goes down.
Okay, right away.
See if the Emir is all right on the way.
Speed, are we to survive?
You bet, Your Highness. You just keep your head down and hold tight. It'll bring you down safe and sound. Don't you worry.
I am not worried, my boy. If it is the will of Allah that I am to die, then I shall die. But I would like to be able to do something to aid your uncle and Mr. Dunlap.
They don't need any help. I'm on my way to Barney now to give him an order from Clint. We'll be landing in another 5 minutes, I bet you.
Allah is great, Allah is good, and Muhammad is the prophet.
Hi, Barney. Clint's climbing above the other plane. When he starts his dive, he wants you to start shooting and continue until that other plane is down.
It'll be a pleasure, kid. Can you imagine that dirty polecat coming at us from nowhere and trying to shoot us out of the sky? And us carrying the Emir and the whole royal court of Kano.
Do you really think the octopus is in that plane?
Well, it sure is the one I saw take off, or its twin brother. And you said the octopus was in that.
All the evidence points that way. Look, Clint's getting ready to dive.
I'm all set. Stay down behind the protective shield, Speed. Don't want your hair parted by one of them bullets from the other plane.
I'll say not. Here we go.
And there's the other plane ahead. Gosh, nosing down like this gives me a clear field. Now we'll see how they like a dose of their own medicine.
Are you aiming for their gas tanks, Barney?
No, the right wing. Or the pilot, if I can get my sights on him. The plane's liable to burn if I hit the fuel tanks, and we don't want that to happen. I want to see just who's in that plane.
Firing at us.
Firing and missing. Right now, he's a lot more interested in getting away than in staying and fighting it out with us. A dog fight in the clouds takes plenty of nerve, Speed. And it looks like whoever's flying that other crate hasn't got much grit.
Guess he thought he could send us down on that first attack. Never dreamed we'd fight back. Look, that other plane's out of control. He's going into a nosedive.
Gonna land outside the city walls. Lucky for Kano. Go back and tell the Emir the worst is over, Speed. If you can untangle him and his nobles from their safety belt.
All right, now listen, Molly. Pry this door open. The plane might catch on fire at any minute. It's a bad crack-up.
Well, he fell from a pretty good height, Clint.
Yeah, all right. There it comes. You stay back, Speed.
Get in.
We don't know just what's awaiting us inside this enemy plane.
Whatever you say, Clint.
Come on, Barney.
There's a gunner out cold.
Is he dead?
No, just knocked out. Must have hit his head when they crashed.
And there's the pilot up there.
He's done for, all right. Got the full force of the cracker.
Yeah. Siboney, are you sure this is the plane you saw take off?
Well, not real sure, Clint. It was identical in design, but that's not saying it's the same plane.
You're darn right, because the plane you saw contained the octopus. And he certainly isn't in this one that we brought down.
Yeah, but this must be one of his planes. My gosh, Clint, do you think he has a fleet of them here in Africa like he had in Asia?
I do, Barney. And what's more, someone close to the Emir of Kano is in the octopus gang. Else how could word have gotten out that we were going up for that flight?
You're right. But the Emir himself is in the clear. He never would have gone up with us if he'd have known about the attack.
No, but we're up against a well-organized gang, Barney. We're going to have to think up a few tricks of our own if we're ever going to reach Leopoldville.
It's up to you, Clint. You've always figured something out before.
Yes. Now, Barney, you stay here and get all papers from these fellas before they're removed from the plane. They might find something important on them. Meantime, I'm going out and talk to the Emir.
Okay, go ahead. Send somebody in to take the gunner to the hospital.
Right. They're coming now.
You find the octopus, Clint?
No. This was another plane of his feed. Wait here a second, will you? I want to talk to the Emir.
Sure. Maybe I can help Barney.
And so Allah in his goodness saw fit to preserve me for my people, and we descended in safety, sending the evil plane ahead to crash upon the surface of the earth.
Yes. Your Highness, may I speak to you privately for a moment?
Oh, yes, Mr. Marlowe. Step over here, please. And now, there is no one near enough to hear us, Mr. Barlow.
Good. Because I have reason to believe there is one or more octopus spies in your retinue, Your Highness.
Can this be possible?
How else could word have gotten out that you were going up for a flight with us? Only your closest attendants knew about it before we took off.
That is true.
So, from now on, all our plans must be made in the greatest of secrecy and subterfuge.
I do not understand.
Well, don't cry just now. Merely trust me and give me what I ask.
Anything. You have saved the life of the Emir of Kano when you brought that plane down safely. Ask of me what you will.
I want three of your subjects within an hour. Three who most closely resemble myself, Speed, and Barney. Now, that is, in build.
A strange request, Mr. Barlow. But it shall be granted. My bodyguard shall search for the three.
Send only your most trusted men, Your Highness. You think you can find three resembling us within an hour?
Before, should you desire it.
No, that'll be time enough. For I want to see about these enemy pilots and the plane. And then, too, I should like preparations rushed on our own plane.
Work shall be started immediately.
Thank you. And we'll be at your palace in an hour.
And the three of my subjects, most closely resembling you, Speed, and Mr. Dunlap, shall be awaiting you.
Well, Your Highness, these are the three you chose.
Yes. What do you think of them, Mr. Barlow?
Well, now, let's see. This one is built like Speed, all right, and... and this one like Barney.
Why the laugh? I think he's a fine-looking fella, personally.
Why, he is, Barney.
And that fella there is the spitting image of you, Clint. Least ways his body.
That's all I'm interested in, Barney, because I'll change their faces.
What do you mean, Mr. Barlow?
By the use of makeup, Your Highness. We use a disguise a great deal of the time in our work. For instance, I've changed my features slightly for this particular assignment. Few people know how I really look.
But is it possible to make my subjects resemble you and your friends, Mr. Barlow? The entire bony structure of the countenance is different.
Oh, that don't mean a thing to Clint, Your Highness. He's a master at changing looks of people. And I don't mean with his fists, either.
I do not understand.
Well, don't pay any attention to Barney, Your Highness. And with your permission, I think I'll get to work on our friends here while I discuss our plans with you.
Of course. They have my permission to seat themselves preparatory to your wishes, Mr. Barlow.
Thank you. Now, let me see. I think I'll start on the boy first. What's your name, young fella?
Kinka, Your Excellency.
Do you think you can hold still long enough to allow me to alter your appearance so that you look like my nephew here?
It shall be an honor, Your Excellency.
Say, they're sure polite here in Kano.
Come around here, Speed, and meet your future double.
Hi, Kinka. The blessings of Allah upon you, Speed Gibson.
Thanks. But why are you changing him to look like me, Clint? You haven't told Barney or me anything about your plans yet.
No, I know. I've been too busy to talk.
Do you think it's smart now, Clint, before these three?
Yes, Barney. They'll be unable to tell anyone of their disguises because they'll be in jail.
Well, what fantasy do you plan, Mr. Barlow?
Simply this, Your Highness. I want you to issue a proclamation that you believe us guilty of trying to kill you in that flight.
But of
now,
course...
Wait, let me explain. Therefore, believing this, you cause us to be returned to our prison cell, to be held there until further orders from you.
What's the idea, Clint? We're supposed to be after the octopus, not toasting our tootsies in a hot Kano jailhouse.
That's just what we're going to be doing, going after the octopus, Barney. But I want his spies to think we're still here in Kano.
So that's why you're disguising these three fellas to look like us. They'll be the ones here in jail.
Exactly.
Thanks, Speed.
You might draw a picture of the idea for Barney.
You're all right, wise guy. We're not all as smart as you, so you'll have to put up with us for just this once.
May I speak, Your Excellency?
Well, of course, Kingpin.
What crime have I committed that I am to be thrown into prison?
Oh, no crime, Kinker. But you're doing us a great favor. You and the others will be well paid for impersonating us and well cared for while you remain in prison.
You see, Kinker, by doing this for us, you'll be helping us catch one of the worst criminals in the world, the octopus. You'd like to do that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, yes. But I do not understand. I believe in you, Your Excellency. Your words ring true. Your eyes are honest. I shall do everything in my power to aid you.
Say, he talks better than I do. What are kids coming to nowadays?
I begin to understand your plan, Mr. Barlow. I shall issue the proclamation you desire, and these three shall remain in prison until I have word from you to release them. And meantime...
Meantime? Just as soon as we've finished here, we're going to start our nonstop flight to the Belgian Congo.